bug guys kept out on him.
Yeah. What does she do now when your daughter patted her?
What?
What'd she do when your daughter patted her?
But my niece?
When your niece patted her.
Well, she just wagged her tail and laid down when she was patted.
Uh-huh.
But she kept her eye on him.
Yeah. She wasn't gonna
let no man touch her.
Yeah.
I said, if my little granddaughter be that particular, I'd be bad. For that's what I thought. I didn't have that thing of that.
Yeah, when
if
she's 16.
Just be that fight and kick when guys want to try to.
Yeah.
But I am so afraid somebody will kidnap her when she's here.
Oh.
In fact, I'm afraid her own mother will try it sometime.
Oh, surely she wouldn't do that. Does she still live in Denton?
We don't know if she does or not. They claim she's moved, but I told Geneva she might be right around next door. We didn't know.
Yeah. Well, kids
she's never seen the baby.
Well, kids get pretty big now. Maybe she wouldn't do it with
this. She's
big.
8 years old.
Yeah.
Pretty big, honey. She comes right here with me last other night, but it won't be long, Danny, until I'm as big as you are.
That's right.
I said, you'd be bigger than me, you little wop.
Yeah.
That tickler.
What would you call a dog if it was sort of a worthless, good-for-nothing kind of dog?
No count.
Okay. What is a little bitty noisy dog?
Mine's a rat tiger.
Yeah.
Chihuahua.
Would you call it anything for just for being a little and noisy?
She's playful.
Uh-huh.
That's what she is. She's just real playful. And she's a baby too. When she gets in my lap, she just sits here.
Oh yeah.
Moves up at me and me petting.
You might say, you better watch out. You should like that man. You better watch out, or you'll get what the dog would
bite you.
Okay. And you might say, yesterday that dog, what the postman?
Yeah, liked to bit him.
Okay. And the mailman had to go to the doctor after he had been
bitten.
Okay. Let's see. If you want to have a cow bred, you take her to somebody who owns a
bull.
Okay. They ever call anything besides a bull?
That's all we ever call them. There's steers when they ain't. And serviceable, what we always call them bulls.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what else you'd call them, but that's what we always call them on the farm.
Okay.
We had one they kept in the shed all the time. People bought cows there to bred with her, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We lived on the ranch.
A little one, when it's first born, you'd call it?
Yearling.
Oh, okay, do you call it that when it's first born?
Yearling.
Okay, well, if it's female, you call it?
Little heifer.
Okay, or if it's male, you call it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If you had a cow by the name of Daisy, and she was expecting a calf, you'd say, well, Daisy is going to...
bring a calf.
Okay.
And my Daisy did. That was my cow's name.
Really? You really had a cow named Daisy?
Daisy
and Flossie. Oh, I'm so thrilled.
Daisy and Flossie.
That's neat. Okay. Flossie was another cow, huh?
Another cow, yeah.
I knew a girl named Flossie one time. She wouldn't like that at all.
Huh?
I said I had a friend named Flossie one time. She wouldn't like that there was a cow named after her.
Well, we didn't know her. And she didn't know us.
That's right. So it's all right, I guess. A female.
Well, that's when my children was all pretty small, one of my oldest daughters.
Yeah.
And she had the twins, and she'd go up Flossie.
Yeah. A female horse you'd call a what?
Nelly.
Okay, or?
We had one we called Nelly.
Okay. But not a name, you know, but what would you just call any female horse?
Mare.
Okay. Let's see.
Mare.
Okay, if you wanted to have mare bred, you'd have to take her to somebody who owned it.
Yeah, we have to take someone that had a stud.
Okay.